RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by a press review, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesia invites Qatar to increase investment in the country. Qatar Emir's visit to Indonesia discusses cooperation on infrastructure and tourism sector. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds the importance of optimizing village funds. And now the news in detail. Indonesia invites Qatar to continuously increase its investment in Indonesia. In a press statement with Qatar President and Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani set on Wednesday at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, President Joko Widodo said that the two leaders had agreed to follow up the matters that they had discussed in the bilateral meeting with the related ministers. The bilateral meeting is focused on the discussion of cooperation in the field of infrastructure and tourism. President Joko Widodo also said that Qatar has invested in Indonesia with a high enough value. The investments are among others in the energy sector with a value of more than 1 billion rupiah. In the two countries' bilateral meeting, the two leaders also agreed to keep the unity of people in facing the common global challenges.
Kami telah bersepakat untuk segera menindaklanjuti apa yang kita bicarakan tadi.
We have agreed to follow up what we discussed in the bilateral meeting. Indonesia will continue to invite Qatar to increase its investment in Indonesia and to cooperate investment including the tower at PT Python Energy worth $1.3 billion and PT Pembangkit Java Bali to build 134 gas and steam power plants worth $1 billion. I also entrusted to His Excellency Emir around 30,000 Indonesian in Qatar who contribute for development in Qatar. We also agreed to strengthen cooperation and to protect unity of people to face challenges mutually.
Yang berada di Qatar yang turut berkontribusi bagi pembangunan di Qatar. Kita juga sepakat memperkuat kerjasama dan menjaga persatuan umat guna menghadapi berbagai tantangan yang ada secara bersama-sama.
Emir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani paid a state visit to Indonesia for 2 days. In addition to hold bilateral meetings with President Joko Widodo and a number of the working cabinet minister, Emir Qatar, who accompanied by a number of businesses delegation from Qatar, held a business forum meeting to explore the possibility of increasing cooperation between the two countries. The visit of Emir Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani to Indonesia was the first time since the two countries established diplomatic relations 41 years ago. The total value of bilateral trade between Indonesia and Qatar in 2016 reached $900 million. Indonesian export product to Qatar including furniture, textile, plastic, and spare parts, while oil became the main import commodity of Qatar to Indonesia. President Joko Widodo received Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, who made a state visit at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Wednesday. The visit was a reply visit for the state visit of President Joko Widodo to Qatar in 2015. In the meeting of President Joko Widodo with Emir Sheikh Tamim, both leaders agreed to increase the bilateral cooperation that has lasted for 41 years. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that the visit of Emir Sheikh Tamim to Indonesia is very important, one in cooperation of both countries. President Joko Widodo said that in the bilateral meeting, the two leaders will discuss efforts to increase cooperation in the fields of infrastructure and tourism.
Saya sangat senang sekali menerima kunjungan kenegaraan yang pertama ini, dan saya yakin
I'm very happy to receive the first state visit, and I believe the meeting is to strengthen relation which may bring about mutual benefit for both countries and nation. In a tea meeting, we formulate that there are only two things we want to discuss in this bilateral discussion. The first cooperation is about infrastructure, and the second one is about tourism. I think the focus of our talks on bilateral meetings is only two things. Although the talks between the leaders of Indonesia and Qatar focus on infrastructure and tourism, in the visit of Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani to Indonesia, a number of agreements were also signed, but both Commission Youth and Sport Cooperation, cooperation in the field of air transportation, health and education. During his visit to Indonesia, Emir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani was accompanied by a business delegation consisting of 43 entrepreneurs from Qatar's Chamber of Commerce and Industry, as well as Qatari investors for a business forum in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo reminds his staff to ensure the organization. President Joko Widodo reminds his staff to ensure the optimization of village funds to be spent properly in his directive at the limited cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace of Bogor, West Java on Wednesday. President Joko Widodo said that village funds should be used for productive activities by involving the village community directly. In addition, the president views that the government should provide assistance to the community in the use of village funds. Such assistance is necessary to ensure the optimal use of the village funds in improving the economy of the community.
Yang perlu kita pastikan adalah dana itu bisa berjalan optimal di
We need to make ensure that the fund can run optimally. Firstly, productive things can open job opportunity, and we hope all which are held with resident through village development planning deliberation. Secondly, I ask that by using of the village funds, there is really mentoring well related to the project, working time, supervision, and all management in the field is supervised. Indonesia has more than 74,000 village and more than 8,000 urban villages throughout the archipelago. President Joko Widodo also said that the development of the village economy should be carried out properly, like the economic movement of big cities. He also noted that the government of Indonesia has spent village funds since 2015, amounting to 20.76 trillion rupiah. This figure increased to 46.98 trillion rupiah in 2016 and increased to 60 trillion rupiah in 2017. He views that the amount of village funds intended for the community is a significant fund that is expected to run optimally in improving the economy of the community. The Global Food Security Index, a ranking system that measures food security levels from 109 countries around the world, positioned Indonesia at 69th place this year, or 2 ranks better than last year. In response to this rating upgrade, head of the Food Security Agency, BKP, Dr. Agung Hendriadi, said that since 2015, his agency has done various things and cooperated with some other parties to bring a positive trend in terms of food security of Indonesia.
Invest in agriculture, including the improving agriculture infrastructure, mm-hmm. and providing the agriculture machinery to the farmer, providing the high yielding facility to the mm-hmm. to the farmer, and also fertilizer to the farmer. So this is one of the comprehensive packet that we develop into the our program, and we also make the cooperation with other institutions, mm-hmm. so to improve their life.
Agung Hendriadi explained that the focus on improving the welfare of farmers is one of the main priorities in the program that has been done by BKP over the last 3 years. He is convinced that this is one of the factors supporting Indonesia's upgrade in the Global World Security Index this year, and the program will continue to be implemented for long-term development. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Agency for Search and Rescue is appointed to be the host of the international event which unites member countries of International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, or INSARAG. The INSARAG team leader meeting 2017 is attended by leaders of search and rescue SAR from 58 countries in the world. Various things are discussed in the meeting, which is held from October 18 to 20, 2017 in Kuta, Bali. Operational Director of the National Agency for Search and Rescue, Brigadier General Ivan Ahmad Rizky Titus, said in Kuta on Wednesday that the special meeting will focus to discuss natural disaster.
INSARAG adalah perkumpulan dari semua negara.
The National Agency for Search and Rescue is an association of all countries that have SAR agency, especially in handling disaster. The damage of buildings can be resulted from earthquake, eruption, flood, and also landslide. So the entire world must have research. So the entire world must have search and rescue agency.
Ivan Ahmad further said the participation of the representatives from 58 countries in the event showed that Bali is now safe. The condition also denied hoax on the social media, which was said that the increasing volcanic activity of Mount Agung influenced the tourist visit to Bali. Related to Mount Agung, which still has alert status level 4, Operational Director of the Search and Rescue National Agency Ivan Ahmad Rizky Titus ensured that his site is ready to respond to the possibility of the eruption. He also said that as the government agency, Basarnas has responsibility to save human life from threat of natural disaster. Indonesian Minister of Defense held the 16th International Language and Culture Night 2017 at the Center for Education and Language Training at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday, 18 of October. Chairman of the Education and Training Agency of Indonesian Defense Ministry, Mayor General Hartin Asrin, said the event is aimed to introduce Indonesian cultures and foreign countries. The 16th International Night 2017 is one of the events to bring about friendship with neighboring countries through understanding of language and culture of respective country. The event becomes routine activity of the Center for Education Training of Language at the Defense Ministry that is done annually. In addition to introduce foreign cultures, MBBI is also used to introduce Indonesian culture to all guests and students from many countries. The 16th International Language and Culture Night 2017 was attended by 180 participants of Indonesian military officers and military officers from 19 countries such as Australia, the US, England, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Tiongkok, Russia, France, and Pakistan. It is also aimed to support the success of studying and teaching process of foreign languages. And the last item, Ministry of Industry encourages medium-sized Japanese industry players to continue to invest in Indonesia. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said in press release that there are three manufacturing sectors that could potentially develop together between the two countries, namely automotive industry, electronics, food and beverages, and he said the Indonesian government has facilitated the development of industrial parks to accommodate investors from Japan. Erlangga Hartarto said the government will encourage medium-sized Japanese investors to enter new industrial areas so they can directly invest because of the ease of obtaining licensing. In addition, investors will also receive tax incentive facilities. Incentive tax will be given depending on the amount of investment value. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia invites Qatar to increase investment in the country. Qatar Emir's visit to Indonesia discusses cooperation on infrastructure and tourism sector. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds the importance of optimizing village funds. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of commentaries today is The Sea for Indonesians Prosperity. In building a country, the economic foundation is a vital point. Politics, if not supported by economic power, is not able to stand firm and vice versa. This concept certainly cannot stand alone, and it is not in the sequence to achieve people's prosperity. But unity between economy and politics must be intact. The economic independence can be built if the economic foundations are laid down as the precise basis of the economy and accordance with the nature and culture of Indonesia. As a great nation, Indonesia cannot forget the history from which it comes from and what its natural conditions are. Indonesian Fasi lies with all the richness it has within and the fertile soil is. This is, of course, perfectly enough to be maximized as the foundation of the nation's economy. The sea infrastructure development being carried out by the government is currently one of the efforts to strengthen the maritime sector both in economic and maritime defense. In addition, the government has to improve human resources capacity that will manage and develop the maritime sector such as marine tourism. The economic development laid out from the sea has tremendous potential, remembering that Indonesia's vast and rich sea contained therein and its strategic location between two continents and two oceans, so that it becomes many trade routes, including the beauty of Indonesian sea. This concept is certainly not a new concept. In the concept of agrarian reform based on the Basic Agrarian Law No. 5, 1960, agrarian is related to not only land, agriculture, and the means of land production, but also the sea, land, and air factors. More importantly, how all of this can be organized and maximized for the welfare of Indonesian people. The concept of the sea, which has been much developed, is a good start for the development of a strong economic foundation. This foundation must be supported politically and strengthened agriculturally in order the concept of the sea for Indonesia becomes a strong one and it is based on Indonesian culture to achieve just and prosperous Indonesians. Well, listener, that's commentary. Thanks for listening. Read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Air World Service Voice of Indonesia. While we start an event on October 19, 1974 when New gained its independence from New Zealand. New is an island country in the South Pacific Ocean. In a document dated 19 October 1901, the King and Chief of New consented to King Victory taking possession of this island. A dispatch to the Secretary of State for the Colonies from Governor of New Zealand referred to the views expressed by the chiefs in favor of annexation and to this document as the deed of cession. A British protectorate was declared, but it was short-lived. New was brought within the boundaries of New Zealand on 11 June 1901 by the same order and proclamation as the Cook Islands. Self-government was granted by the New Zealand Parliament with the 1974 Constitution, following a referendum in 1974, whereby Newans were given three options: independence, self-government, or continuation as a New Zealand territory. The majority selected self-government, and New's written constitution was promulgated as a supreme law. Robert Rex, admirably part European, Pap Nevitt, was appointed the first premier. A position held until his death 18 years later. Rex was the first Newan to receive knighthood in 1984. The event was in 1987 is about Bintaro tragedy. Bintaro train crash was a catastrophic crash incident between two trains in Pondok Betun, Vasuniti, Bintaro, Tangerang, Indonesia on October 19, 1987. It was the worst accident of Indonesian railway transportation to date. A train departing from Rangkas Bitung collided with another train from Tanah Abang Station. Investigation indicated negligence from Sudimara Station officer who gave a safe signal to a train from Rangkas Bitung. Despite lack of safety confirmation from Kemayoran Station, this was done due to the crowded lanes in Sudimara Station. And the last event was in 1999 when Indonesia relinquished control of East Timor. East Timor is a country in maritime Southeast Asia. It was colonized by Portugal in the 16th century and was known as a Portuguese Timor until Portugal's decolonization of the country. In late 1975, East Timor declared its independence, but later that year it was invaded and occupied by Indonesia and was declared Indonesian 27th province the following year. The Indonesian occupation of East Timor was characterized by hardly violent decades-long conflict between separatist groups, especially Fretilin and the Indonesian military. In 1999, following the United Nations Sponsored Act of Self-Determination, Indonesia relinquished control of the territory. East Timor became the first new sovereign state of the 21st century on 20 May 2002 and joined United Nations and the Community of Portuguese Language Countries. In 2011, East Timor announced its intention to gain membership status in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations by applying to become its 11th member. It is one of only two predominantly Christian nations in the Southeast Asia, another one, the Philippines. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's Focus is that Fashion ASEAN Economic Community, Indonesian Special Doctors Upgrade Skills. The speed of Indonesian internist specialists in diagnostic and therapeutic decisions is considered very important in the current era of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, and the National Health Insurance. This came up at the 50th National Scientific Week being in Makassar, South Sulawesi, held from Friday to Sunday, 13 to 15 October 2017. This scientific meeting was organized by the Executive Board of the Association of Indonesian Disease Specialists, or PAPDI, in a bid to improve the scientific aspects, diagnostic skill, and clinical therapies of specialist physicians in Indonesia. Chairman of the Executive Board at PAPDI, Idrus Alwi, said in a press statement after the opening of the National Scientific Week PINT that this scientific meeting activity presents experts from 12 divisions within the scope of science of internist and skill, so that the internist specialists in Indonesia have competitiveness with the foreign doctors who will practice in Indonesia. He said that the specialists who attended the PIN in Makassar will upgrade their experience and skill from the profession of latest medical science based on the principle of evidence-based health services, and this activity also provides a positive impact for the patient's confidence in the service of specialty doctors in Indonesia, which is not inferior to health services that exist in neighboring countries such as Singapore and Malaysia. Idrus Alwi also said that patients' satisfaction will improve the competitiveness of Indonesian specialist doctors in the country towards similar services abroad, especially hospitals that become the proper places for patients to gain medical treatment. Idrus Alwi hopes that the target of specialty health services in the field of internal disease can be achieved, such as good quality, affordable cost, and effective distribution all over Indonesia. Related to the plan of foreign doctors to open practice in the area of AEC, Idrus Alwi believes that the entry of special doctors from outside countries is not as easy as the entry of workers in other professions. He also remarked that officially there is no foreign doctor practicing in Indonesia. There is only scientific transformation cooperation by fulfilling the provision of Minister of Health, Indonesian Doctor Association IDI, and the Indonesia Medical Council KKI. There are also so many rules that regulate foreign doctors to open practice in Indonesia. They should be able to speak Indonesian language with their patients. He feels that the Association Internal Specialist Doctors of Indonesia has made ad hoc team to see the ability of foreign doctors to adapt and cooperate with expert doctors in Indonesia. The 50th National Scientific Week PIN in Makassar took the team update diagnostic procedures and internal medicine treatment toward evidence-based competency. The meeting discussed the latest aspects such as parenteral nutrition, hepatitis B, hypertension therapy, cardiovascular disease management, diabetes mellitus, pain, probiotics, autoimmune, transplantation, palliative therapy, hematologic disorders, parenteral procedure, and psychosomatic disorders of cardiovascular. Well, listener, that's Focus Day. Thanks for listening. Read by Rahmana.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesian invite Qatar to continuously increase its investment in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo received Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim. President Joko Widodo received Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, who made a state visit at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Wednesday. President Joko Widodo reminds his staff to ensure the optimization of village funds to be spent properly. The Global Food Security Index, a ranking system that measures food security levels from 109 countries around the world, position Indonesia at 69th place this year, or 2 ranks better than last year. The National Agency for Search and Rescue is appointed to be the host of international event which unites member countries of International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, or INSARAG. Indonesian Ministry of Defense held the 16th International Language and Culture Night 2017. The Center for Education Language Training at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday, 18th of October. And the last item, Ministry of Industry encourages medium-sized Japanese industry players to continue to invest in Indonesia. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said in a press release that there are three manufacturing sectors that could potentially develop together between the two countries, namely automotive industry, electronics, food and beverages. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Lontong Lemprak in Batang Regency, Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, the regional government of Batang Regency, Central Java is ready to offer the potential of mountains and beaches to tourists as an effort to support the program of Visit Batang 2022 and Heaven of Asia. Batang Regency has the potential of tourism in the form of mountains and sea to become tourist destinations. In addition, Batang region, Wihadi said, there are actually many excellent potential owned by Batang Regency, such as batik handicrafts and culinary such as lontong lemprak and other creative economy as typical products of Batang. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to the potential of Batang tourism culinary, namely lontong lemprak. Lontong is a typical Indonesian food that developing in Javanese people. This culinary is made of rice, wrapped in banana leaves and steamed in boiling water. Usually lontong enjoyed with various side dishes such as satay, rujak or goat curry. While lontong lemprak is eaten with side dishes of chicken opor, with tofu and egg. The chicken is boiled and seasoned with spices such as pepper, ginger, turmeric, onion, red onion, palm sugar, salam leaf, and lemongrass that make the chicken texture is soft and flavorful. Kampung chicken is usually chosen as the main ingredient of opor because the chicken meat is more tasty than the other types of chicken meat. When eaten, lontong lemprak is so tasty and delicious. Usually, lontong lemprak is eaten in the afternoon for lunch. The typical food can be found in every corner of Batang City. But if you want to enjoy the lontong lemprak culinary with typical taste of Batang, you can find it in Batang Town Square. The price is relatively cheap, about 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per portion. listener, this culinary is called lontong lemprak because those who want to enjoy it by lemprak or sitting cross-legged on a mat on the floor. Lontong lemprak is a typical culinary of Batang Regency. Other typical food besides lontong lemprak in Batang has a variety of culinaries. There are soto kebo, serambi tangkep, and pindang tetel. You can enjoy all culinaries if one day you visit to Batang Regency. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Lontong Lemprak Culinary from Batang Regency. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Toba Lake Enchanted Carnival 2017. Stay tuned. Toba is one of the biggest lakes in Indonesia, situated in North Sumatra. This lake has been acknowledged as the deepest and biggest volcanic lake in the world and the second biggest lake after the Victoria Lake in Africa. Not only that, another uniqueness of Toba Lake is its location in Samosir Island of about 64,000 hectares wide in the middle of the lake. Toba Lake is a complete natural tourism destination, geopark, and water sport with its unique culture. This lake will continue to develop its potency. One of them is by stating the lake as the 10th priority tourism destination. Besides infrastructure will also be built. Several tourism promotion have also been held to boost tourism visit in the area. One of them is Toba Lake Enchanted Carnival. Toba Lake Enchanted Carnival 2017 will be held in Baligay, Toba Samosir Regency, North Sumatra on September 9-10, 2017. The carnival is an annual agenda to strengthen Indonesian unity and bring it to the world. It is hoped that in 2019, Toba Lake can attract 1 million tourists. This event also targets to give domestic regional products revenue worth 16 trillion rupiah and to employ 300,000 people. This will increase people's welfare. This carnival will be participated in by 2,000 people. 500 of them are the core participants to have a ceremony of menjunjung tanduk. Tanduk is a plate filled with rice that is usually held on the Batak woman's head. There is also a trumpet. The carnival also varies with boat parade in Toba Lake. The parade will cover 3.5 kilometers from Soposurung to Balerong. The carnival line will end in Balerong Traditional Market, a beautiful market consisting of 6 buildings decorated with Gorda Batak sculpture. Besides, tourists can also visit several tourism objects around Lake Toba. That was today's edition of Miscellany with the theme Toba Lake Enchanted Carnival 2017. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some nostalgic pop songs from Indonesian male singer, Bob Tutupoli. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Widuri by Bob Tutupoli. Happy listening.
Cahaya sinar pelangi, lalu engkau tersenyum. Ku menyesali diri, tak tahu apakah arti senyummu. Dengan pelusan titik air mata, engkau bisikan derita. Dalam keharuan setelah tahu apa yang terjadi. Sekian lama dan kau hidup seorang diri, ku ingin membalut luka hatimu.
Bagai lukisan.
Born with the name Bobby Willem Tutupoli, Bob Tutupoli became too popular by the public since he dedicated the song Widuri. The popularity of the song composed by Slamet Adriadi still going on till nowadays. There have been many Indonesian musicians rearrange the song Widuri like Yuni Shara and Dallon. The song, which was released in 1977, tells about a man who adores a beautiful girl named Widuri. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji by Bob Tutupoli.
Memang lidah tak bertulang, tak terbatas kata-kata. Tinggi gunung seribu janji, lain di bibir, lain di hati. Aku ceritakan lama, hanya satu hari saja. Tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja, kita akan berjumpa pula. Terbatas kata-kata, tinggi gunung seribu janji, lain di bibir, lain di hati. Aku pergi takkan lama, hanya satu hari saja. Seribu tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja, kita akan berjumpa pula.
Listener, Bob often scores the name of Indonesia on the international world and received many awards during his career as a singer. Beginning in 1978, a year after Widuri was released, Bob and Grace Simon were elected to represent Indonesia in the Exchange of ASEAN Artists. In 1980, he became the first winner of the 1980 Popular Song Festival and represented Indonesia in the International Festival at Budokan Hall, Japan. Although he often followed the festival events, Bob Tutupoli remains productive in working in the world of singing. The song Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji that you've just listened is one of the songs that is also successful in the market. The song was composed by Ismail Marzuki. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Jangan Pernah Berkata and Kerinduan by Bob Tutupoli. See you then and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Bagaikan malam tak berbintang, tanam
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.